wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Among us, there are many in our day who do not openly defy God, but inwardly they count themselves exempt from God's retribution as they delegate it to those of another race or religion, but certainly to none in their group. People have become so encroached in their religion and so sensitive to anyone even mentioning their church except in praise that even if Almighty God were to take hold of their own rabbi or priest or pastor to speak for him, they would not hear God's message of warning to them. Am I right in this? Follow me and we shall see. John the Baptist preached to his fellow Jews who thought that because they were children of Abraham, God would not make them suffer his wrath. To them John preached, O generation of vipers, flee from the wrath to come, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is cast into the fire. And so it is today. The Jews still count themselves exempt from God's wrath, while the Catholics think their church will shelter them, and so long as they're obedient members, they need not fear. And the Protestants, they have their revivals to tell others to flee from the wrath to come, but surely the preacher isn't talking about the good members of their church. And so it goes today. No wonder our Lord Jesus Christ cried, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And no wonder that noble prophet of salvation, Isaiah, lamented, Lord, who hath believed our report? Surely I have slim hope of being heard with these conditions so intensified in these last days of apostasy. But be it so, I must raise my voice and faithfully sound the alarm. My text is found in the center of Isaiah's most wonderful prophecy, Isaiah 33:14. Hearken, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Now imagine the Jew Isaiah as the Lord's faithful prophet going today into one of our synagogues and crying these words, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us Jews, shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us Jews, shall dwell with everlasting burnings? What would be the effect? Aroused by that little word, us, they would retaliate. That scripture cannot mean us Jews. It must be those Gentiles. They're the dogs. We're the sheep. We're God's children. Abraham is our father. Even though the verse says so plainly, sinners in Zion, how Isaiah's heart would lament that not even one of his own people would hear God's word of warning. Now, let us go to one of our big cathedrals. Imagine, if you can, a priest addressing his people. Solemn is his face, for God has laid hold of him to deliver his word, and he cries, the sinners in our church are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised our hypocrites. Who among us Catholics, shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us Catholics, shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Even though it came through the mouth of their trusted priest, yet they would react thus. I know that's not talking about me, for I am a good child of the church. I take the mass, and I've left money in my will for a high mass, so I will soon get out of purgatory. I'll not dwell with a devouring fire, not I. Now let us visit a Protestant church on a Sunday morning when all the big members are in their finest apparel. Slowly their old preacher rises to the pulpit. He starts, I'm greatly burdened by God's Spirit. This week I opened my Bible to the middle of Isaiah, and those words met my gaze. And these words met my gaze, and he reads the verse. And as I've been thinking of it all week, the Holy Spirit has been saying it this way to me. The sinners in our church are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites among our members. Who among us, Protestants, shall dwell with a devouring fire? Who among us Protestants, shall dwell with everlasting burnings? What would be the effect? The very church leaders would consult after the service and decide that their pastor must be getting too old to preach, and they'd better get a young man right from college to fill the pulpit. He wouldn't preach that way. Yes, and I must take our test to those who protest against the Protestants, and they have separated from the modernistic denominations, and they gather in their independent churches, or they may call them assemblies. But this Lord's Day, a prophet of God, fresh from God's presence, is in their midst. And at the Lord's Supper, he arises, and the spirit of Isaiah, he cries, "The sinners in our assembly are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites at the Lord's table. Who among us baptized believers, shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us, baptized believers, shall dwell with the everlasting burnings?" I fear that those in the chief seats would soon tell him that they believed in a converted membership there, and they didn't appreciate such insinuations. Preach that to the modernists, but not to them. Neighbor, the whole religious world, Jews, Catholics, Protestants, and independents, has developed such an immunity to the voice of God's word they will not hear. Every honest rabbi, priest, and pastor knows that this is the fact. No wonder the Lord Jesus warned of the many who, though they were religious workers, yet to them he will say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." And if others will not hear, but shall not we? Are there not 100 in my audience who have ears to hear God's word? If not, are there not 10? If not, surely there must be one. To such I speak. Our verse speaks of sinners. Neighbor, all the sinners are not in the jailhouse. They're in the church house too. Sin, wherever it is spotted by God, and he must punish it. No church can shelter you. And our verse says, the sinners in Zion, not in some heathen land, but where the Bible is and where there's the light of God's salvation. Who are these sinners in Zion today? Some of them are those in Christian homes, brought up at a family altar, yet they have chosen the world and sin, and not Christ in the paths of godliness. Ye sons and daughters of missionaries, of preachers, and of godly parents, think not that ye shall escape those everlasting burnings. You have chosen that road, and unless you repent and are born again, you too shall dwell with the devouring fire, going from a family altar to the paths of sin, exalted to heaven. You shall be brought down to hell, as the Lord Jesus said. Oh, hear our verse and take warning. Then our verse says, fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Where is the biggest collection of hypocrites today? Not in the roadhouse, but the church house. They're there by the droves. They sing in the choir, and they even run the pulpit committee. And they can beat the Hollywood actors in their ability to play a double part. They have a sanctimonious face for church and a flirty smile for the dancing party. Oh, neighbor, take off thy false face. Throw away thy hypocrisy and get honest with God and man, for fearfulness will soon surprise the hypocrites. God's judgment is not far down the road, and you must face the books, and God will surprise all your hypocrisy. And remember that our Lord Jesus consigned all hypocrites to hellfire. Don't be a hypocrite. Was there ever a Bible verse so applicable to our times as is this one? Our highways are crowded with sinners and hypocrites. Our church pews are lined with them, and so are the bar rooms. Oh, that some of them would awaken to their doom and be warned of their danger. What lies just down the road for them? Hearken, who among us shall dwell with a devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Will people consciously continue in a fire? A devouring fire? Everlasting burnings? How indescribably awful! What could be more tormenting? Now let us follow as Isaiah goes into one of those kingdom halls. There too he cries a divine warning. Who among us Jehovah witnesses, shall dwell with a devouring fire? Who among us Jehovah witnesses, shall dwell with everlasting burnings? They would load him with their books and tell him that they were the people who had so wonderfully explained away all that hellfire idea. But Isaiah would answer them, "Can your arguments remove the sun from the heavens or take the living man, Christ Jesus, off of the highest throne in heaven? How then can they annihilate hellfire from God's universe? How then can they destroy one verse from God's eternal word?" I would stand by Isaiah and say, "Amen, brother, you said it right. There is a devouring fire. There is an everlasting burning. Face the facts, neighbor, and be warned. You accept man's testimony as to the killing poison of a rattlesnake. Why not believe God's warning about hellfire? That is a place where that worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Now let us all forget what we may belong to, whether a church or a lodge. Let us forget the home in which we were reared, whether at a family altar or before a beer mug. And let us lay aside the position we occupy, whether in a choir or even at a pulpit. Remember, in those burnings are many who once wore the robe of a rabbi, a priest, or a pastor. Judas Iscariot had many buddies in the ministry and at the pulpits. Let us all get honest with God and with our own souls and hear this challenge of Isaiah and examine ourselves whether we are going to hellfire or not. Don't let there be any doubt. We must be sure. God, in love for us, provided a Savior and His Son, Jesus Christ, whose precious blood can cleanse us from all our sins. Neighbor, have your sins all been forgiven, and are you cleansed from them in the atoning blood of Jesus Christ? Mine have. Have yours? Have you resigned yourself and everything you ever trusted in, whether your works or your church, and completely entrusted yourself to Jesus Christ to save you? And have you so surrendered yourself to Him to be your Lord, to obey Him in all things, that you now know that you are safe in Christ? And are you sure? If not, then get down on your two knees and tell God that you just must be sure and that you want to be saved and to know it and to show it. Don't stop till you know that the Lord Jesus Christ has saved you and snatched you as a brand from the burning. Yes, from those eternal burnings. And now we take our verse to a quiet mountainside. We will imagine our Lord Jesus gathers His 12 disciples close around Him, and with deep feeling He quotes our verse thus: "The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us, you, my very disciples, shall dwell with a devouring fire? Who among us, you who have followed me, heard my words, and seen my miracles, shall dwell with everlasting burnings?" Even in that group, there was a subtle sinner, a devilish hypocrite, Judas Iscariot, cleverly hid from even a suspicion by the other 11, but not from Jesus Christ. He spots Judas, saying, "One of you is a devil." Neighbors, see, you can't hide from God, whether in a godly family or in a church, no matter what it stands for. You may sing in the choir at the big meeting as the devil leads the singing with his favorite hymn. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And you feel good about your going to heaven with all those fine people. But our verse shows up your devilish hypocrisy and declares that you are going to the devouring fire, the everlasting burnings, to suffer everlasting punishment, and that forever. I plead with you, come out from behind your hypocrisy and own up to your wicked deceit and confess that you deserve those everlasting burnings. Then in repentance call on the Lord Jesus to save and rescue you and make you a real born-again child of God, to live for the glory of God and to be truly heaven-bound. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through His bondservant, David Brinkman.
You cannot hide from God, though mountains cover you. His eye our secret thoughts beholds. His mercy all our lives enfold. He knows our purposes untold. You cannot hide from God. You cannot hide from God.